Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome everybody in to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I hope you're all having a glorious Monday. I wish everybody a case of the Fridays every Friday. I hope you're not having a case of the Mondays unless it's a good case of the Mondays. It's the fastest hour in radio each and every day from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time here on 93.7 The Ticket. As you know, Mondays and Fridays, I'm live. Tuesdays is the Carriker Chronicles. Thursdays is the Big Ten Show, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. On Wednesday, former All-American quarterback Steve Taylor drops the knowledge. Noon to 1 p.m. Central Time each and every day here on 93.7 The Ticket. Tune in, have some fun. Maybe we'll learn something, but hopefully we'll have some fun together, regardless of what we learn or don't learn. But real quick, Nebraska got a couple of commits over the weekend. I'm going to talk about that throughout this show. Somebody, and you'll find out later on the show, said, and I quote, Nebraska is a sleeping giant that's about to wake up, end quote. So we're going to talk about that throughout the show. All right. Donovan Raiola teaches a unique way of blocking. I'm just going to be blunt. I've never seen it before in my life, and I'm very intrigued by it. And I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show. It's very different. I want to learn more about it because it is unique, and I find it intriguing. I'm going to talk about that throughout the show as well. We got two blazing speed demons to commit over the weekend at wide receiver. That's true and legit. Talk about their times as well. As always, sending your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your concerns. Now, we've always saved the end of the show for the people's segment. Last show, as people were sending in comments, it wasn't just questions all the time. It was comments. I read them throughout the show. So I want to do that going forward a little bit more. So sending your questions, thoughts, concerns, comments, otherwise to 402-464-5685. And I will read them throughout the show. I will offer my thoughts, answers, et cetera, throughout the show as well. On Friday, Bill Goldberg will be joining me. I got clarification on that thumbs up he sent me last week. It was all sorts of confusion. It was mayhem. We texted like 82 times, but he will be joining me on Friday, WWE Hall of Famer Bill Goldberg, 12:30 Central Time right here on 93.7 The Ticket. I got a special guest who's going to join me here in a moment. And for those who heard my show last Friday, the family and I are moving back to Lincoln and we're pumped. And we're putting in a pool. And so I did. I reached out to a few different pool services, businesses, et cetera, in the area. And Bonzel Pool is who's going to be working with me. Now, they're not a sponsor of this show, okay? They're just seems like a good dude. Jeff Bonzel's the owner, like just wants to do a good job. And when you run into people like that, you show them love. So I'm going to be sharing kind of the story as we put in this pool. And yes, I already about broke my coccyx. We haven't even broke ground on the pool yet. But in Steamboat, at a pool that was only 5 foot deep, I did a cannonball. Let's just say my pool will not be 5 foot deep. I about broke my coccyx, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, that's the word the doctor used when we chatted with him in between ski runs. All right. But I'll be chatting about that as the pool goes in. The kids are all excited. So again, you can check them out at bonzelpool.com. They're here in Lincoln. Address 3201 Pioneers Boulevard. Phone number if you want to reach out and call 402-488-0148. Now, I reached out to a black shirt legend this morning. Said, hey, you want to hop on? And he said yes. And he's one of my favorite dudes that I get to chat with every time I come back. Get to see a former player's practice, whatever the case may be. So he's going to join me. Now, a little bit of background, as if he needs an intro. I did find this interesting. I did not know this until this morning. He was the only junior college recruit in his recruiting class in 1995. Okay, 1995, first team all Big Eight, second team all American, a national champ, led the black shirts with 162 tackles, 27 solo stops, two pick sixes. I never had a pick six. I'm so jealous. Really, I just wanted one. I had one interception against Missouri for a negative yard return, two block punts. That's Terrell Farley, the guy coming on, not me. He had 92 yards interception worth of interception returns in 95 and obviously followed up with a solid season in 1996. Mr. Terrell Farley, how you doing, my friend?
What's up, Adam? How you doing, man?
Dude, I appreciate you joining me. And right off the top, what was it like? There was no transfer portal. People could transfer, but it was very different back then. Being the only junior college recruit in your class, what was that like?
Well, it was kind of odd being the only guy that transferred, and especially coming from a junior college. But, you know, you gotta get out there and still play the game. I know back then there wasn't talk about coming in December. They was just say come in spring, be ready for fall camp. Just come to – you know, just get in Lincoln early and work out with the team and try to fit in and try to do things like that.
All right, now, 1995, you guys win the chip, greatest team of all time. Heading into 1996, you're preparing for that season. What was that season like as you guys were getting ready for that 1996 season?
Oh, man, it was kind of crazy because there was always that talk of trying to be that first team to do a three-peat. So that was always in the back of our mind. So we talked about that all summer, try to get away from the second championship and just try to better our team. We know we had most of the guys back on defense, so we knew we had a great shot. We had a new quarterback. That was probably one of the things we worried about. We still had a great running backs, still had a great line, kickers. But, you know, we still had that fault in Arizona State. So we still had our mindset on still winning the national championship.
Man, I tell you what, for Sean Jackson, just always trying to get in the limelight. He's behind you. He just moved. He's trying to get everybody's attention. Come on. Okay. What's it like doing a show every day on The Captain, 10 to noon, right here on 93.7 The Ticket with my man Jake with Sean Jackson? Check it out every day, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what's it like getting to do that show now, Terrell?
Well, it depends what captain you get. You know, that's one thing. What Vershawn you get or what VJ you get. So, you know, I mean, it's very exciting when we do it together. And, you know, sometimes he streams because he's kind of busy with the car thing. But when we're together and we're live, it's real fun. It's still a fun show with him streaming, but – you know, I just like to interact with them live, and because we've been knowing each other for damn near 30 years, man, and for us to still be great friends. I mean, we always been good friends, but, you know, this just draw me and him closer together because we know each other, and that's the great part about it.
All right, when you guys went against each other in practice, who
now,
won?
Adam, I got a question for you now.
Vershawn.
Now, you was talking last week, and Coach, and no, we was talking to Boyd Epley, and Boyd kind of shocked you when he told you I played at 202 pounds, and you took an odd of that, and you know, I just wanted to get your point on that because I was just wondering what question you had to ask me about that because we didn't never talk too much about it though.
Well, so a couple of things. Well, okay, so I got like three questions off that, so I'll just go with the first one. Playing at 202 as a linebacker in a 4-3, it was a little bit different. It wasn't like a 3-3-5 or a 3-4 or anything like that. So did you ever feel like you got beat up at all, just being a little bit lighter? And I'll be honest with you. I'll share a story. I'll keep his name out of it because I don't know that it's my place to share his name. But there was a linebacker, okay, who led our team in sacks. He had 10 sacks, went down into a defensive end on nickel situations, but in a regular 4-3 situation, he was a linebacker. Every Thursday we'd weigh in, and I was a redshirt freshman, and he was a senior. He was a junior college guy just like you. I pretty much just gave it all away, but I digress. I would always weigh right after him, and he would have benched about every week. He'd step on, he'd weigh 202, 203, 201, but every week he'd turn around 220, 225. Like, come on, man. So did you ever do anything like that, and did you think being lighter helped you? Did you ever get more beat up? Like, how'd you feel playing a little bit lighter weight as a backer?
Well, I knew sometimes if they got their hands on me, it was over with for me. So That's one thing I knew. It was, you know, I think Coach Bowl and Coach McBride did a good job of teaching us techniques on how to keep linemen off me. And Adam, you really have to give it to the four guys up front, because without them demanding the stuff that they demanded, even playing with Jason Peters, Christian Peters, Grant Wistrom, and Jared Thomas, somebody's going to get doubled, you know. And so that frees me up a lot. And plus the 4-3 defense that Charlie McBride ran was basically made for the wheel to be an open lane kind of guy. And I guess I fit that mold because I was able to run from sideline to sideline. But it all starts up with the front four, man. And I give them props all the time, because without those guys being able to do what they do to command or demand that double team or that chip block, and it frees me up a lot.
All right, so I just got a text from a friend of mine. He says, Adam, I've heard you share this story before. You know it's okay to share his name, so I will just go ahead and share the guy's name who used to, let's say, add 20 pounds to his weight, DeMario Williams. And what's crazy is he wasn't just a linebacker. I don't want to say just a linebacker, but he put his hand in the ground as a DN. So much like you guys actually have some similarities. When I would watch him play, I would think of you at times. Okay, when I was on the sideline as a freshman watching him play, and I grew up watching you play as well. Now, my question I asked earlier, I don't know if you heard me. When you and Vershawn would go against each other in practice, who'd win?
Oh, man. I gave Vershawn a buddy system.
Oh,
and
no.
What I mean by a buddy system is I didn't want to embarrass Vershawn, because I did it to so many offensive linemen that he knew that, because I hung out with him, so I gave him a buddy pass. And that means that I'm just going to let you block me. Don't try anything funny. Don't try to push me or act like you're doing so great. We just fall on each other and leave it like that.
So basically you took it easy on him.
Yeah, I took it easy on him. I gave him a buddy pass. We had a brother. I call it a brother-in-law deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
No, I get it. You're not the only one to call it that. all right. So you actually just celebrated something that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Right? So you just celebrated 8 years sober. So I thought that was pretty cool. I wanted to tell you congratulations. I didn't know if you had anything along those lines you wanted to share with people before we start to talk a little bit of modern day Husker football.
Well, it's nine. I'm going on 9 years this year. So, but it's something I'm proud of, man. It's something that I don't know. It just needed to happen, man. I was just, you know, sometimes you get tired of some things and you got to, you know, you just got to wake up and tell yourself one day, this is the day. And I guess that day it happened 9 years ago that it was really going to happen. But I had a lot of help along the way, man. Good friends like Vershawn and the guys, Ricky Simmons, Coach Osborne, just people that I roll with, they accepted it and they helped me along the way. So, you know, I'm trying to spread the joy and help a person that I can help. And if you can always teach one or help one person, man, that's the best I can, you know, I'm happy for that.
All right, we're getting some comments to roll in here. I hope I pronounced this last name correctly, do it some justice. Justin Rogie says, it's party time, let's go. Steven Costello says, let's go, Adam. All right. And this actually last comment leads into one of the next questions I have for you. So Deion Pryor says, fans around the league do not think Nebraska will be any good, and the improvements Rule makes will only get us to a bowl game. Man, are they going to be surprised. So talk to me about your thoughts on Rule's offseason so far as he heads into year two. And what do you think we can realistically expect from the Huskers this fall?
Well, year two, he's doing better than probably than what Scott Frost did in year two. Just with the recruiting class, being able to lock down most of the in-state kids was one of the best things he was able to do. Just snagging Dylan Raiola, first of all, snagging him from UGA, being able to go into the transfer portal and get some crucial receivers that can help this team out. The sky's the limit for Nebraska. You know, I can't put a limit on how many wins right now, because you know, this team has a long way to go, you know, through summer league, through summer ball. But, you know, being, you know, for me, just, you know, covering them and doing all the radio things, I think that we have a great chance to probably win 8 games. You know, I think the Colorado game is probably going to be the earliest game of the year to test this team, because they have great DBs and we have some good receivers. So, and then this is going to be, you know, who going to be able to stop who, I think.
All right, so when you look at the defense, got a lot of guys coming back, a lot of experience. Now, Malcolm Hartsog's practicing mostly at safety this spring. So that means one of two things. It means they like who they have a corner, whether it's Tommy Hill, Mario Bierford, Bly. A couple of these guys are new guys, transfer portal guys. I know Mario's a guy that's been brought up by Evan Cooper, true freshman who arrived early. So either they like those guys or it's just wide open. But the other spot, all right, Luke Reimer's not coming back. Nick Henrich isn't coming back. We brought in Stephen Thompson. All right, he's got years of starting experience, played for Tony White for 3 years up at Syracuse. Do you think he's going to be the starter in the middle of that defense at linebacker? Because I do think there's a couple of guys from Miami, athletic, fast guys, Willis McGahee the fourth. You got Vincent Shavers. Okay, and Vincent, you know, I first saw 205. I'm like, oh, he's got to get bigger. And then we just had the conversation we just had, so who knows what that means. But Willis is 230. What are your thoughts on replacing a guy like Luke Reimer, who was one of the cornerstones of this defense the past couple of years?
Well, yeah, Luke was the heart and soul of the linebackers for the last couple of years. It's going to be hard to replace that leadership. Coming with the guy from Illinois who coached White had with him, he came in kind of out of shape, so he got to earn his way back up into coach's grace. I believe Coach White said he got to, you know, do it the Nebraska way. But I think we're missing one thing about these linebackers, that you had a guy in Javon Wright, who last year probably was third on the team in tackles. So you have to look at giving him a shot first, because he did end the year on some good playing. So you have to look at that. And then with the Vincent Shavers guy, you really got to find packages for him to throw in there and the blitz with. The one thing about this linebacker crew is that they're young, but you still got the Gobert guy. You still got the other guys that played a lot last year. And it's a good group of linebackers. I met Coach, the coach who coached the linebackers at the spring practice we went to. Very nice guy. I think he's trying to really get a grasp of these linebackers. But I think it's a good group. They're going to surprise us a lot this year. How about how good these linebackers are going to be speed-wise? Because I know a bunch of these guys can run. So we're going to have a faster group of linebackers than we had in the past, and that's going to help us a lot on passing situations. But I want everybody just to keep a lookout on Buddha. I forgot it. I just said his name. Javon Wright. So I think Javon Wright is probably one of the leading candidates to be that middle linebacker. Big guy, 6'4", about 220, so he's probably going to bulk up a little bit more. Michael Booker, the third, he's put on 20 pounds at linebacker, and then the other guys that we had that started last year. So this group might be a good group of linebackers.
You're absolutely right. There's some guys that are coming back last year, a couple guys you already mentioned who are going to be in that convo for the starting job. And hopefully Stephon gets in shape sooner, much rather than later. Okay, and we just got a couple interesting comments. I'll read one. Stephen Costello says, Terrell is a beast. Love him. And VJ, chop it up. And then Vincent Shaver Sr. says, Vincent is 6'2", 220. And I'm happy to hear that. I just go off what they're listed, and, you know, we know how accurate that can be, Terrell. But according to Vincent Shaver Sr., Vincent is 6'2", 220, and that works for me. All right, next question I got for you. I've seen VJ kind of walk around in the background a couple of times. He's still, I think he finally went outside. But all right, this defense. Okay, because I agree. The speed, the athleticism that they're bringing in, it is definitely better than we've had in a while here at Nebraska, with all due respect. How good can this defense be with Tony White back? So many returning starters. The defensive line is going to be a strength. And if you can win up front, you can be really good. Plus, they've got athletes other places. I just saw, and I'm going to look this up real quick on my phone. It'll take me about 2 seconds. I saw a graphic where the top eight defense is going into next year. There was a prediction made. Now, it's funny because five of these teams are in the Big Ten. But number one is Michigan, number two, Ohio State, number three, Iowa, number four, Oregon. Top four are all Big Ten. Then you got Georgia, number five. You got Clemson, six. You got seven, Notre Dame, Nebraska, eight. Do you feel like Nebraska can be a top 10, top eight, top five overall defense in the country next year?
Ooh, it comes to, oh, man. I mean, last year we got torched by 400 yards by Colorado. Now, we can't have that happen at the beginning of the season. You know, it's kind of hard to say because if you do win by big, you know, the starters come out and the other team comes in, because I went through the similar thing at Nebraska here. But I think Tony White does a good job of mixing these guys up in and out and rotating a lot. I don't know about you, Adam, but I don't like to come out the game. But I think this defense, you know, I think this is year two of the defense, and the more they learn it, the better they can grasp it and the better they line up. They feel when they line up. I think this defense can be all right. I mean, I'm not going to step on any toes or anything, but, you know, I just can't, you know, grade them right now. You know, I know how many starters and how many other players we have back, but, you know, I really got to get some games under our belt before I can really give you a top 10 vote.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of speculatory at this point. We're learning more as we go along throughout the spring. You know, for me, I look at those first seven games. There's only one halfway decent offense on there, and that's Colorado. Yeah. Then you look at the last half. It's really, I mean, UCLA is going to be brand new. They got a head coach who's never even called plays, one of the greatest running backs ever, Deshaun Foster. But they're a gigantic question mark, okay? Iowa and Wisconsin don't typically light up the scoreboard, although they're solid. You look at USC and you look at Ohio State as the two teams that can score. The other thing that would help, we struggled to stop the pass last year, but there were several times, you mentioned the Colorado game, the defense actually played really good that first half, but the offense put them in bad position,
yeah.
Bad position, and eventually they got wore out. So what do you think is the biggest key to the defense taking the next step next fall to try to be a top 10, top five defense? Because Tony White has kind of put it out there. They want to be one of those top defenses.
We got to make a lot of turnovers, you know. I mean, it's one thing being a good defense with stats and being able to stop the run, but the more we can turn the ball over and put the offense in great positions, the more it helps out the offense. So I think in creating turnovers and getting off the field on third down is one of my biggest concerns with this defense.
All right, man. I'm kind of put you on the spot with this one, but just have some fun with it. Is there any untold stories – or maybe something people don't know that you'd be comfortable with sharing with the fine folks at home? Anything that comes to mind? It can be football, non-football. It doesn't matter, man. Just have fun with it, whatever comes to mind. Something come to mind there, Terrell?
Oh, man, I've been a granddad for about 3 months. So it was a joy. I flew down and seen my grandbaby. And this obviously is my first one. But just seeing my son have a child, and for me, you know, starting this whole another generation, man, it's just a happy feeling, man. Now I get something to look forward to in the far in life, and hopefully I can make it to one day bring my grandchild to a game up here.
That'd be awesome, and congratulations, man. That's pretty cool. So I appreciate you joining me. Thanks for taking the time. Check out The Captain with my man Jake, Rashawn Jackson, and Terrell Farley every day here on The Ticket from 10 to noon. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger, Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next-day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.